This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx. Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said, she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work. Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, October 29th.
Yesterday, we had another tough day. The worst day for the Dow since June.
Pandemic. It's gotten worse in Europe, worse than in the United States.
Germany and France just announced major economic shutdowns through December 1st.
Not a pretty situation. Jack and I are looking at it, though. We're still going to make this the best one yet.
For our first story, back in March, Tupperware, its stock was $1. The stock was cheaper than the product.
Jack, jump in my time machine. The stock's up 2,000% since then and just jumped another 35%.
For our second story, grab your caddy. Callaway has a golfer gut. It's been making golf clubs and balls for 40 years.
Now Callaway's buying the laser tag of golf for more money than, get this, you won't believe it,
than Callaway itself is even worth. I don't think that's how acquisitions are supposed to go down.
Not a thing. Can't throw this kind of stuff on the plastic. Meantime, third story, Jack.
We dive into First Solar's earnings report, the biggest solar company in the United States.
How's it going to keep this simple? First Solar, still in puberty.
But Snackers, Slack your product manager, Stat, and ask them, but will it scale?
Jack, if your initials aren't DTC or SAS, then you can't go to the CX meeting with us.
Snackers, we're talking about Techageddon. Today is the first ever Techageddon.
Techageddon, Tech Armageddon, the four tech giants are all announcing earnings on the same exact moment of the same exact day.
At 4:30 Eastern time today, you're going to get like 17 push notifications and 36 emails.
Yeah, it's not Eastern time unless you say standard, I think, for some reason.
Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, they all announced their third quarter earnings at the same exact moment.
We're talking the team of four who all laced up their Allbirds, booked a Peloton ride, and are virtually hitting up Wall Street via simulcast.
What do you think this was? Was this a Google Calendar, Apple Calendar scheduling mix-up?
Jack, there's a sync situation. You're going to have to turn off the computer and then turn on the computer.
Or was this a classic move of dumping news all at once to avoid scrutiny on any one of them?
I know what you're thinking, Jack. The old classic news dump.
Spread out pre-election scrutiny of their undoubtedly fabulous profits by overwhelming us all with four earnings reports at the same exact moment.
Honestly, Snackers, Jack and I are looking at this either way. We found ourselves with a Techageddon situation.
On this Techageddon, we're going to ask you to jump over to Instagram or Twitter and check us out at Robinhood Snacks.
Boom, you hit Robinhood Snacks, you tap to follow us.
And then check out our Techageddon earnings preview.
While you're there, you may as well sit and stay a while. It's Techageddon after all. Check out today's snacks video.
In tomorrow's pod, we will sift through the rubble of today's Techageddon together.
In the meantime, Jack, let's head to the Techageddon bunker and hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Tupperware stock just jumped 35% for, you know, its best quarter in like 20 years.
Leftovers, snackers, leftovers are having a major and perhaps sustained moment in this economy.
Are we going to travel back 75 years on this thing? Earl Tupper, great name, created a no-drip ice cream cone. That was a total failure.
Of course it didn't land. Nick, there's always a hole at the bottom with the melted ice cream coming out.
Jack, greatest competitor to the no-drip ice cream cone? Your tongue.
Your tongue.
A napkin. I could go on.
But Mr. Tupper then started a company called Tupperware. He used the extra surplus plastic we had in America after World War II to create little like containers for leftover food.
And because Tupperware's execs are the smartest people in the world, they decided to move the company to Orlando, Florida, where things are just more fun.
It's not just Disney. It's not just Disney. That should be Orlando's slogan.
It's also Tupper. It's also Tupper. Now, funny thing we noticed about Tupper, best quarter since, you know, meatloaf casserole.
First sales growth for Tupperware in a quarter since 2017.
Not bad. Also, $477 million in total sales. We're talking a 42% surge over in the great continent of North America.
And the people over at corporate managed to cut $120 million in costs. So profits more than quadrupled compared to last year for Tupperware.
Yeah, congrats. Julia Corporate, you deserve that birthday cake.
Tupperware is dishwasher safe.
Check.
Microwave safe.
Check.
And profit friendly.
Double check. Snackers, here's the funny thing that Jack and I find fascinating. The pandemic literally saved Tupperware. We are not exaggerating.
The stock was down to $1 in the middle of March when the pandemic started.
Jack, you go any lower than that, you're going to herniate a disc.
A little bit softer now, a little bit softer now. There was barely any softer now to go.
But since then, get this, snackers, Tupperware stock has surged 2,000%.
Leftovers have become essential workers of this economy. It is Tupperware's moment.
So Jack and I are looking at this, and basically, Monday's dinner becomes Tuesday's lunch, becomes Wednesday's savory snack in the work-from-home economy.
Last night's Cornish hen becomes today's open-faced chicken sandwich, thanks to Tupperware.
Must be nice over there, Jack. You're pulling out the menu from Game of Thrones? Honestly, snackers, you hoarded kale back in April. What else are you going to do with 40 bushels of it?
Now, Tupperware has this funny history. It is a century-old wild sales model that has changed during the pandemic for the first time, but it's still kind of the same.
Yeah, you've probably heard of this. They're called Tupperware parties, where like a host has a bunch of Tupperware, invites a bunch of people over, lets you touch the stuff, and then buy it.
And then if you do buy it, the host gets a little commission on all their buddies who bought Tupperware.
Now, here's the funny thing. These Tupperware parties used to be like 12-person events in the neighborhood, but now they've had to go to Zoom, and they just had a 12,000-person Tupperware party event virtually. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tupperware?
Tupperware's word of the day is megatrends. They love megatrends over at Tupperware.
Honestly, snackers, Jack and I thought this was like the most refreshing thing we've ever heard a CEO say. Here's the quote. We are increasing our efforts to more closely align our brand with meaningful megatrends like the gig economy.
You know, Nick, I'm trying to personally align my personal brand with megatrends as well.
It's a life goal, Jack. It's a life goal. Now, case in point, the gig economy. Tupperware is aligning itself with the gig economy.
Food delivery orders tend to be large during the pandemic because you want leftovers. So you're going to need Tupperware to keep it safe and sound and fresh afterwards.
Also, Tupperware may be able to work out a partnership opportunity with someone like Sweetgreen for reusable bowls when you order delivery.
The second trend that Tupperware pointed out is the unfortunate but real trend of growing inequality in the United States.
Yeah, so Tupperware's whipping out multiple brands at different price points, like some fancy Tupperware.
Also, I think we have a fifth sector of like the armed forces called the Space Force.
We do.
Is there an outer space play for Tupperware?
Well, it turns out there is, because Tupperware also unveiled a new patented device to grow vegetables in space, outer space.
We know you're thinking, what's that have to do with Tupperware? They claim they can turn that into an indoor garden product.
Okay.
And then you put the grown tomatoes in the Tupperware.
We're going to roll with it. We'll see what happens. But Jack and I also noticed there is one megatrend that Tupperware is not a total friend with, and that's sustainability.
On the one hand, Tupperware does prevent food from being wasted, and its products are reusable, which is good.
On the other hand, it is plastic, it's made from fossil fuels, and it is plastic.
We just wish more companies would explicitly talk about the megatrends in their earnings reports.
Just say megatrend. For our second story, Callaway Golf has sold enough golf clubs to acquire Topgolf for $2 billion.
It's the biggest thing to happen in golf since Happy's hole-in-one on that par four at the Waterbury Open.
Shooter McGavin. Now, Snackers, there are only like a few things out there that Jack and I really know. One of them is that guac's always extra. Two is that Chicago does logistics. And three is that Callaway is golf.
It's almost 40. It's got Dockers khakis. It's done playing by five.
Honestly, we haven't checked, but we're going to assume that the golf equipment manufacturer is headquartered in Chevy Chase Country Club.
Topgolf is a little different. They're the laser tag of golf.
We're talking 20 years old, plays past 5 p.m., no pleats on this thing.
Oh, by the way, the CEO of Callaway, no joke, his name is Oliver G. Brewer III.
Isn't common that a CEO is born with a blazer on, but that happened in this case. His nickname, by the way, Chip.
Chip.
So Jack and I jumped in snack style. We started researching Topgolf and noticed it just refers to itself as an open-air entertainment company.
If you search Topgolf, you're getting ads for like Chuck E. Cheese and Dave & Buster's, because those are similar.
Literally, Google says that that's what other people searched for.
It was founded by twin brothers in the UK. It now has 63 locations worldwide, most of them in the US, with 23 million customers.
If you haven't done Topgolf, here's how you can picture it. It's basically, it's a driving range meets Buffalo Wild Wings with like an arcade thrown into the mix.
Show up in whatever you want. You don't need a collar, no problem.
Uh-huh, complimentary clubs. Don't even bring your own clubs. Honestly, it's offensive. Don't do that.
So far, it just sounds like a driving range.
Yeah, it does, it does.
But you're actually going to order a spiked seltzer sampler while you're playing, and you're going to dip your tots in Angry Bird sauce.
The irony is you wash it down with the Angry Bird sauce. No drink waiting on like the 18th hole kind of a thing, like when you're on an actual course.
You're drinking, you're playing, you're golfing the whole time at Topgolf.
Oh, and by the way, Jack, what if you don't want to schlep 6 hours and do 18 holes over the course of an entire evening and day?
You play 2 hours of virtual and real games, like literally target practice with a golf club at Topgolf.
Yeah, honestly, they have this thing called Top Tracer where you can see your drive. It shows up on a computer screen and you can, like, it's on TV. Like, it tracks it like it's on TV.
There's a sensor in the ball that tells you how fast and how far the ball is going. By the way, this is all secondhand knowledge. Yeah. Nick and I have never gone to Topgolf. We wish we had.
But full disclosure here, Jack, mildly controversial. This sounds better than golf.
I don't know how controversial that even is.
Yeah, it does sound better than golf. But Snackers, in the meantime, Topgolf now belongs to Callaway because Callaway dropped $2.2 billion worth of cash in stock to buy the company.
Topgolf did about $1 billion in revenue last year, which is growing at a 30% yearly rate.
Now, Callaway, who's making golf clubs as their core business, Jack and I jumped into their latest earnings. They did about $1 billion in revenue last year, and they're growing a lot less than Topgolf is.
Golf is having a socially distanced renaissance moment right now because it's naturally outdoors. It's naturally, you know, apart from people.
Jack and I played TPC Harding Golf Course in San Francisco the other day. Very socially distanced. One of us was in the woods. One of us was not in the woods.
Chris and LaSalle can vouch for these stories.
Well, like, you got to stay 6 feet apart. I'm like, I'm already 65 yards away from Jack.
Turns out Callaway already owned 14% of Topgolf because it got in early with an investment way back in 2006.
But now it's buying the whole thing.
And Callaway is a publicly traded company. Topgolf is private. So we got to see in real time yesterday what investors think of this acquisition.
This was almost funny. The stock fell 20%. Callaway stock fell 20%. Because it's paying more for Topgolf than it itself, Callaway, is even worth.
All of Callaway's stock combined going into this deal was worth $1.4 billion. Now it's paying $2.2 billion for Topgolf.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Callaway?
Topgolf breeds new golfers, and Callaway needs that.
Snackers, Callaway stock, it's down 15% in the last 2 years. It's barely growing before COVID.
Because golf refuses to make the hole bigger, it's struggling to get Jen TikTok to try out golf.
Easy solution there. Then Jack and I came across this wild statistic. Turns out 50% of top golfers don't identify as golfers in the first place.
Right. They've never played a hole 18. They probably don't own their own clubs, but they're more likely to try out real golf after first playing Topgolf.
Callaway CEO said it best. Turns out their largest source of new Callaway golfers is Topgolf.
Imagine though, if Nike acquired Topgolf instead of Callaway.
Yeah.
And imagine if Nike got back into the golf club business.
Could be a problem for Callaway.
Or imagine if Topgolf launched their own line of golf clubs.
Jack, could be a problem for Callaway.
Callaway knows it gets most of its conversions through Topgolf.
And this deal controls and protects that from competition. Could even blow it up.
By the way, golf should make the cup bigger.
For our third and final story, this one's fun. First Solar just jumped 10% on a huge surge in sales for solar panels.
We're talking the largest solar company in America.
Classic here, by the way. Where do you go if you're a solar company? You need a dry heat.
You go to Arizona because, you know, the sun. That's where their headquarters are.
But in the meantime, even though we were impressed they made that decision at First Solar, our pagan buddies over there missed out on a creative ticker symbol idea.
Sun.
Ray.
UV would have been a good one. Ultraviolet.
It could have done something more ironic, like ticker symbol MOON. That would have been great, too.
Moon. That would have been good. Instead, they ended up with FSLR. Come on.
They didn't even consider SPF.
Now, over at First Solar, they build their own solar panels at their own factories in Ohio, Malaysia, and Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.
And there are a couple things they're doing. Like, they could be selling those panels to Walmart for, like, rooftop solar projects.
Right, and Walmart, like, DIYs the solar project themselves.
Or they may construct entire solar farms themselves using their very own panels.
And then they're going to sign up an electric utility company to buy that clean electricity so they can brag to all their customers in the bill, be like, we have a lot of clean electricity you're using.
Boom, First Solar signs them up for like a 30-year contract. Next best thing to perpetuity.
Your PS5?
Uh-huh.
Solar energy, no big deal.
Done. But a year ago, First Solar stock was only like $53 a share.
Today, they're nearly double that because chaos is opportunity.
Jack, that sounds like an early takeaway. With the pandemic disrupting everything, First Solar had to cancel its forecast for the rest of the year back on May 7th.
Sorry, investors, we cannot predict the future because things are too crazy. We're not even going to guess how much we're making next quarter.
But then last quarter, sales at First Solar jumped a freakish 70%.
Because if you think about it, the two customers of First Solar are actually doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, utility companies doing well because you're playing so many video games and they want to go sustainable too.
Corporations that want to become sustainable, they're doing well too.
So First Solar said, hey, we're bringing back our forecast. And now they're saying they can see clearly as far as they can see.
And they said yesterday they expect another profit this fourth quarter and probably next year.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at First Solar?
Profits in the solar industry are impressive.
Yes.
Because the industry is still in puberty.
Snackers, energy from the sun, it represents only 2% of total U.S. energy output.
That is way behind coal, nuclear, natural gas, even wind, it's way behind.
Honestly, solar, it's hanging out with the electric cars, the cannabis over at the kids' table on Wall Street.
The solar industry is still in the puberty phase. They're still losing money. They're still figuring out how to make like awkward profits. They're still asking Wall Street for keys to the car.
The electric car. And that's why First Solar was $155 million in profit last quarter. Was so impressive for this pubescent teenager.
It's thanks to a combo of lowering costs of their solar panels and charging higher prices for them that's driving that profit.
It's not the sexiest combo, but expanding that profit margin is crucial to go from puberty to adulthood. Jack, can you whip up the take? Actually, wait 1 second before you do, Jack. Can I just point out how talented my co-host Jack is? He took off his flannel shirt, revealing an undershirt, mid-second story. And then in the third story, he put the flannel shirt back on, didn't miss a beat.
Nick, on Friday, we have a low of 16 degrees here in Vermont. Yeah. So I'm getting used to like emergency flannel.
Microphone didn't even move. In the meantime, what are the takeaways actually? I'm curious.
Tupperware has become a COVID essential product.
Snackers, the stock's up 2,000%. because of megatrends and a 12,000-person Zoom Tupperware party.
For our second story, Callaway's not just selling golf clubs anymore. They just acquired Topgolf.
Callaway knows Topgolf is where Gen TikTok dabbles with golf.
For our third and final story, First Solar has taken a big step in the first phase of puberty. A profit.
Thanks to higher prices, lower costs, or a combo of the two. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one tweeted in by Vabhav in Singapore.
The most consumed beverage on planet Earth, not including water.
Okay, not including water. It's not milk. It's not coffee. It's not wine. It's not beer. It's not oat milk. It's not culottes. And it's not oat milk culottes.
And believe it or not, it's not Four Loko either.
No, it is tea.
Tea. Tea predates coffee by 3,000 years.
First harvested in 2700 BC by the Emperor Shen Nung. Jack, his nickname?
The Divine Healer. And Nick, is it just me or is tea way more likely to destroy your mouth with scalding hot liquid than coffee?
No, I mean, I always liked when you'd make it for me before our podcast recordings with the honey on it, you know, when we were in the same studio. Yeah, the honey.
The key is to pour the honey on the tea bag.
The key is you have honey with a side of tea.
Snackers, that's it. Grab the wall and like brace yourself for Techageddon. It's happened today.
And tell your friends HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks daily and have you had your Techageddon?
If you know, you know. And before we go, congrats to Mayuri. Just launched her fashion startup in Chicago, which does logistics.
And congrats to Abby Del Giorno, who just started med school in North Carolina.
And to Crystal Quinlan and Damian Popkin, got engaged over in Maryland.
And Jeezum Crow, Lisa and James are celebrating 28 years together over in New Zealand. Congrats.
This is going to round up to 30. Happy birthday to snacker Lisa Xu over in Shanghai, China.
And happy birthday to Paul Vesowski in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn.
And to Sierra Flores in Austin, Texas.
And to Dominic in Uniontown, Pennsylvania.
And Dar in Stockbridge, Georgia.
And Ozzy Alvarado in San Diego, California.
And Myra, the scientist in San Francisco.
And Brittany Hales in Brooklyn.
And Ahmed Graham in Newark, Delaware.
And Victoria Bonagaru in Chicago that does logistics.
And happy birthday, Gabriel Suozo in College Station, Texas.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon. Nick owns stock of Apple.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.